It did not cross my mind simply to leave. We had a right to be there. We had a right to eat, surely. Lori moved past me toward Joan Rifkin. I made a half-hearted effort to stop her, but there was never any way to talk my wife out of something once she decided to do it. She was a mule. A sweet, empathetic, brilliant, sensitive, lovely woman. But a mule just the same. She walked right up to them and made a gesture with her hands, extending them palms up as if she wanted to take Joan's hands in hers, or maybe just signaling that she did not know exactly what to say, or that she carried no weapons. Joan met this gesture by crossing her arms. Dan raised his own arm slightly. He looked like he was getting ready to hold Lori off if for some reason she attacked. Lori said, "Joan." Joan spat in her face. She did it very suddenly, without bothering to work up the saliva in her mouth, and not much came out. It was more of a gesture, perhaps the gesture she thought was appropriate in the circumstances. But then, who could ever be prepared for circumstances like these? Lori covered her face with both hands, wiped the spit with her fingers. "Murderers," Joan said. I went to Lori and put my hand on her shoulder. She was as still as stone. Joan glowered up at me. If she were a man or if she was less genteel, maybe she would have gone after me. She quivered with hatred like a tuning fork. I could not hate her back. I could not be angry with her, could not find much feeling at all for her except sadness. Sadness for all of us. I said to Dan, "Sorry," as if there was no point in talking to Joan and it was up to us men to handle the emotions that our wives could not. I took Lori's hand and led her out of the store with elaborate politeness, saying softly over and over, "Excuse us, sorry, excuse us," as we squeezed past the other shoppers and their carts and out into the parking lot where no one recognized us, and we were returned to the semi-anonymity that we still enjoyed in those last few weeks before the trial, before the deluge. "We didn't get our things," Lori said. "It's okay. We don't need them."